Will you turn with me to the book of Acts tonight as we come to the Word of God, the book of Acts in the chapter 3, and we'll, for the sake of time, we'll read a few verses, Acts chapter 3, and commencing to read at the first verse. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Verse 3, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood up and walked, and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, for they knew it was he that sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. They were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And we'll end our reading there at verse 10. We know the Lord himself will add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's pray for a moment's prayer. Our gracious and eternal Heavenly Father, we bow humbly again in thy presence. We thank you, Lord, for the report and for the way you touched all our hearts and the team that went to Uganda. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, now we come to thy precious word. And our God, we pray, Lord, in our service tonight, maybe one who is without Christ and without hope. And we pray, Father, the Lord, that you will use this, Lord, frail vessel. Lord, you'll fill me with the power of God, the Holy Ghost. Bring everything to remembrance, Lord, tonight. Take away man. Lord, help me to uplift Christ. And, oh, Father, we pray, Lord, give me an unusual liberty and, Lord, thoughts concerning thy precious word. In the Saviour's precious and worthy name, we ask it, that all glory will be brought to thy name. Amen. Amen. In this portion of Scripture that we've read tonight, and if you bear with me for a few moments tonight, here we have Peter and John. Peter and John were not brothers. They weren't brothers, as it were, in relationship, but they were brothers in Christ, because we find that they were there. If you turn back to the chapter 1 and the verse 14, that you find that they were mentioned there in the first John chapter 1 and the verse 14, and it says, and these, it mentioned in names before in verse 13, and these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman Mary and mother of Jesus and with his brethren. Here we have Peter and John. They were apostles, they were disciples of the Lord. They knew the Lord, and they were going up. They were going up into the temple. They had just come from a wonderful experience in their lives. They had come from, in chapter number 2 and the verse 41, and they gladly received his word and were baptized the same day. They were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they knew the power of God upon their lives. And Peter and John were always in the place of prayer. And I wonder tonight, and God's people, and Brother Robert has mentioned also as well, the importance of prayer. The importance of prayer. And I do understand, whenever we were in Uganda, with the text messages that were coming from this congregation, we knew that we were being remembered in prayer. And that's why the success of the Lord's work. And I do trust that, Lord, that you will continue to pray for one another, and that kindredship in the work of God. But here, Peter and John, at verse 1, it tells us they went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. They were always in that place of prayer. But here the Lord wonderfully, across their path, here was a lame man. A lame man who was lame from his mother's womb. He wasn't injured. He was nothing like that. But he was a lame man. And the scriptures often tell us, the scriptures often illustrate to us about sin. Sin. Remember many times in our Savior's three years of ministry upon the earth, how he healed those. You remember the nobleman's son. Remember Jairus' daughter. Remember the 10 lepers. The Lord wonderfully touched many lives. And I was just thinking tonight in the announcements that were mentioned about these young children that were going for operations. Our Lord can still do the same today as he done in his earthly ministry as he walked among men. But here Peter and John, as they went up to the temple, this man was found lame from his mother's womb. You know, if you're in our meeting tonight and you're unsaved and you're without Christ and without hope, you're born in sin, because in Psalm 51 and the verse 5 it says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." In Psalm 58 and the verse number 3 it tells us also, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies." So upon everyone in our gathering tonight, saved and unsaved, you were all born in sin and you were shapen in iniquity. And I trust that the Spirit of God will open your eyes tonight to see that your sin has separated you from God. And you die in your sin, you'll go to a Christless eternity. Even those that are in Uganda, as well as other parts of the world, here in Macclesfield, if you're without Christ, you die in your sin, you'll be lost in a lost sinner's hell, and that for all eternity. But here this man, he was helpless of himself. It tells us there in verse number 2, it tells us that a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried. It shows his helplessness. And so tonight, in your sin, in your state of separated from God, you're in a helpless state. You cannot save yourself. You cannot do anything to merit your standing before God. Your church attendance here, your good works, everything will not do, because they're helpless. They're hopeless in the sight of Almighty God. And this man, he was lame. He was helpless because he had to be carried. And in his helplessness, he also was in poverty. It tells us there that he sat at the beautiful gate. He sat at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that were carried into the temple. So here in his state, in his lame state, he had to be carried. He was helpless, his condition, before the people. And here he was in poverty, and he had to beg. He had to seek for sustenances. And so is a sinner too tonight. He's under the wrath of God. He's under the condemnation of his sin to a Christless eternity. And therefore, one day, if you stand before God, it'll be too late to beg for God's mercy. And here in our gathering tonight, I trust that you see your estate before Almighty God. But here we have two men who love the Lord. And as verse number 3, it tells us there, quickly tonight in our service, and who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple as alms. There was something about these two men. There was something about these two men that the scriptures record to us tonight, that they looked upon, that this lame man looked upon them and asked them for alms. And so tonight, these men that went out to Uganda, they were going out to do the Lord's work. They were going out to serve the Lord. And here, just like Peter and John, and when there was, in verse number 4, it tells us there, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, "Look on us." Here was a Christ-like spirit. These men that went out to Uganda, they went out with a love to show the love of Christ, to show the love of Christ to those children in that Christian Emmanuel school, also to the teachers. Some of the teachers are unsaved as well. So we went out there to break forth the gospel of redeeming God, love. That gospel is the same here in Macherfelt as it is in Uganda. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How simple is that tonight in our gallery? That God so loved you that he gave his Son to die on the cross. He went through the pains of death and hell. He went through the sufferings that we'll never know until those of us who are saved into when we arrive in heaven, we'll know how much suffering our Savior went through. So the gospel is still the same. But here, Peter and John, they had a love. They had a love in their hearts. And so must it too be here in Macherfelt. How much love have you, brother and sister, to bring the love, your loved ones into the service, to hear the gospel of redeeming grace, the gospel that will save them from a lost sinner's hell. Here, Peter and John, they looked on this man, and they said unto this man, "Look on us." And verse number 5, "And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them." I wonder tonight, in your unsaved days, your unsaved state, or you're backslidden and cold in heart, I wonder, are you going to listen tonight? I wonder, are you going to listen to the pleadings of the Spirit of God, not of Barry Stewart standing in the pulpit, trying under the help of God to speak to you about the Word of God, that Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And here, this man, he expected to receive something of them, something of them. He expected to receive alms of them. He didn't expect Peter and John to say what they said in verse number 6. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none." Here we have the message of these men. Silver or gold have I none. You know, they had renounced earthly treasures. They had renounced everything to serve the Lord. And they said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." The most precious thing that these men had, the most precious message that we had to give to the Ugandans, to give to Macherfelt tonight, the most precious thing is that Jesus saves, and Jesus satisfies, and Jesus gives life eternal. And here in this portion of Scripture, Peter and John, they spoke of Christ. They spoke of the beauty of Christ. "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee." They had a message. They knew that Jesus saves, that Jesus undertakes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. A simple message, arise up and walk. And then what did they do? They took, verse number 7 it says, "And he took him by the right hand, and he lifted him up." Here was an effort. Here was an effort. An effort of the gospel. Maybe you're saved tonight in our gallery, and you have not done nothing for the Savior as yet. You haven't spoken a word for the Savior as yet. But here, Peter and John, they made the effort. They took him, it says there in verse number 7, "And he took him by the right hand, and he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received his strength." You see, when you present the gospel, when you preach the gospel, when you witness the gospel, when you know within your heart that Jesus saves, that Jesus changes life, that Jesus, that the Lord Jesus Christ, if you receive the Lord as your Savior and as your Redeemer, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And immediately this man received the strength into his bones. Immediately his life was changed. Here was a man who was lame from his mother's womb. And here was a man who was touched by Almighty God, because in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. It wasn't man's effort. It wasn't nothing that was in Peter and John's life, because it says, if you read on down in that portion of Scripture, when the people saw that this man was changed, they tried to imply that it was Peter and John done the work. But you find there, when Peter, verse number 12, when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why look ye so earnestly on us? Though by our own power or holiness that we have made this man walk." And Peter said, this is the answer that he gave to the people, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and the God of our fathers have glorified his son Jesus Christ." That's what these men went to Uganda to do, to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, to witness to those young people there. You know, there's a powerful work. There's a powerful work. Those missionaries out there at this moment of time, they have left all. They've left all. It'll be lonely for them now. As Madam Noreen said to us, it was great crack to hear Macrofelt or County Londonderry men talking together. She was used with the county anthem, but there was some crack. And if you got Robert and Robert Fleming, you know, Robert Fleming had some stories to tell. Every item that we were talking about, Robert would say, "You know, I was in New York and this happened here and there. And then you got Denver chirping in with something else." But it was so fantastic. But anyway, the missionaries are out there to present the gospel of redeeming grace. And here Peter and John, they said, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and the God of our fathers hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye have delivered up and denied the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let them go." You know, this man, he received the strength into his bones. And also you find here, when his life was changed, it says there, and he, verse number 8, "And he leaping up stood and walked and entered them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God." Isn't it good to praise God? It's good to have a song in our heart. A song that will never change. One day when we get to heaven, we'll sing the song of the Lamb, of the redeemed, of the precious blood that saves, of the precious blood that cleanses us from sin. And here, this man, immediately, he went with Peter and John. And you find that verse number 8, it says, and when... verse number 10, "And when they knew it was he that sat at alms in the beautiful gate in the temple, they were filled with wonder and amazement which had happened." And verse number 11, "As the lame man was healed, held Peter and John." He was thankful. He was so thankful. He was so thankful for Peter and John coming across his pathway. And you know, I heard many times in those dear people in Uganda, the teachers coming to us and saying, thank you for so very much for coming and helping us out here. They were grateful. The young people were grateful for the play park that Balamoney had built for them. You know, I wonder, is there a grateful heart in God's people tonight? Have you been grateful for God saving you from the depths of sin? I wonder tonight, as I finish, I wonder tonight, has the Lord been speaking to your heart? Are you unsaved tonight? You know, if you die in your sin, the Bible tells us you'll be lost in a Christless eternity, and that for all eternity. Oh, do you not see your state? Will you not come to Christ? Will you not receive my Saviour? He's wonderful. He's more than life than ever could tell. I do trust that you'll save him. If you're backslidden, cold in heart, why stay away from God? He's the sovereign God. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. Brother McCrae preached this morning about he knows every word we say. He knows every action we do. Why do you stay away from God? There's more than life than this, wandering away from God. And for God's people, as already been mentioned, are you seeking God's will? Oh, it's marvellous to do God's will. The Lord has brought me to a place in my life that I never would have realised when I received Christ as my Saviour on the 15th of October 1969, that I would ever be asked to go to Uganda. I would ever be asked to be in a mission field. Oh, leave your lives in the hands of the Lord, and he'll do wonderfully. He'll do more than abundantly. Like this lame man, you'll go walking and leaping and praising God in Jesus' name. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we pray for thy word. We know that thy word is truth and thy word is ever settled in heaven. We know, Heavenly Father, that Lord, that you so loved us that you sent your Son. And we thank the Lord that he gave his life that we might be redeemed, that his precious blood can cleanse us from all sin. And, O God, we pray, Father, that you will bless the simple word tonight and, Lord, bring souls to Christ. Bless, Lord, this congregation. And we pray, Father, in the days that lie ahead, so send I you. We pray, Lord, you'll send forth laborers into the harvest field. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen.